and I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. A mob tour in the falls that will take you on the mother of all rides. And coming up this Saturday, it's Dress Like a Mobster Day. And joining us now to explain all of this on the WLVL Godfather line, we have Mike Rizzo, the owner of the Mob Tours. And good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Doug.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Love your show. You know, Niagara Falls, where the mafia reigned supreme for over 50 years. And now you're taking advantage of their storied past. Tell us more.
Well, basically, we decided that we were going to tell some history of Niagara Falls that is pretty much not told by anyone. So we're taking people on a bus and driving around the falls and showing them sites that they probably didn't realize had something to do with the mob.
Incredible. Yeah, the Mob Tours, and you can find out more about it at themobtours.com. Give us a little preview. What mafia members do you spotlight during your tour?
Well, the tour really focuses on Stefano Magadino, who was the godfather here in Niagara Falls for over 50 years. He was the longest-reigning mob boss in the country. So the tour really is based about him from his beginnings in Prohibition up through his death in 1974. And we pretty much touch on a lot of things that had to do with his life and where he lived and where he worked and such like that.
So people don't realize, maybe they do, but this was a hotbed of mafia activity for years and years, from the 20s on?
Yes, yes. I think a lot of people realize it, and a lot of people still wish that Mr. Magadino was around. They believe that it was a different town at the time that he was in power, but he ran everything. In fact, 1958, a custom official said that he ran everything in Niagara Falls except the Cascades. So he pretty much had his fingers in anything.
Kind of an unsung hero, which may rub some people the wrong way. Have you got any negative feedback about this?
No, we've been pretty lucky up to this point. Most of the people have been more interested in the history aspect of it. We've had some people who had some ties to the business itself, and they're interested in just in the history and seeing some of the places, and I think some of it's remembrance of what happened.
Tell us about the Appalachian meeting and the witness protection program and the mob's biggest turncoat, Joe Valachi.
Sure, they all had ties to Niagara Falls. Valachi is actually buried here, and he was the big turncoat in 1963. And it was related to something that Mr. Magadino had done. And in 57 was the Appalachian, turned out to be Appalachian debacle, because that's when they planned this big meeting. Actually, Stefano planned it. And it was basically the government police found out and stopped a lot of these people. And the witness protection program also, again, was tied to Mr. Magadino due to some incidents in Buffalo that the formation of the program wasn't until 70, but it started with here in Buffalo, Niagara Falls.
Neat. And Dress Like a Mobster Day coming up on Saturday. How does that work?
Well, at 10 o'clock, we're meeting in front of the Rainbow, on 303 Rainbow Boulevard in front of the Daredevil Museum. And basically, we're just having a little fun. It's actually the 24th anniversary of the death of Mr. Magadino. He died July 19th, 1974. So we just decided to tie it in, and anybody that comes dressed as like an old-time mobster or whatever they feel a mobster would look like, you know, we're offering them half-price tickets for the tours, and then the winner is going to get some tickets and a dinner to one of Mr. Magadino's favorite restaurants.
Oh, where did he like to eat?
Well, the Como restaurant.
The Como, no kidding.
That was his place.
It's a lot of people's place. Yeah. You know what? How can people reach you? How much does a tour cost?
$39.95. We do have coupons if you go on the website. And they can book online. They can call me directly, and we can do it. We can take credit card over the phone, or people can just show up when we have our tours. We run Saturdays and Sundays at 11 and 1.
Okay, great. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Mike, for joining us on Hometown 1340.